coming chapter in Mishnah 7. Afal Pishin Noisen Lo. Even though he gives him, in what it means, he gives him the five types of compensation, the damages, pain, healing, loss of time, and shame, Einu Nimcha Lo Achi Avakesh Mimeni. He's still not forgiven. This is fascinating, eh? Until he asks for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So if a person damages someone else and he pays him all the necessary damages, that is not forgiveness. He still bears the sin until he asks for forgiveness. Shenemar, and we learn it out from the Parshin Bereshis, where the incident with Avram and Avimelech, Vatar Hashav Eshes, where it says, and actually the Karti quotes the full pasuk, it says, now restore the wife of the man, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you. So to Avimelech, go, you know, go give the woman back to Avram, basically, and he'll pray for you for your forgiveness. Like Avimelech wasn't forgiven, even if he returned it. And where do we learn out that the person who's being asked for forgiveness shouldn't withhold it? Where do we learn out that he should give forgiveness? Shneimar says, "V'yispalel Avram el ha'elokim, v'yipra elokim es Avimelech." That Abraham prayed to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech, etc. Okay, interesting principle. Ha'omer sama es eini, kata es yadi, shover es ragli chayev. If a person says, like, chop off my foot, you know, if I say to you, chop off my foot, you know, so that doesn't help, you still owe me money. Almanas lift her, and even if I say to you, chop off my foot, on condition you won't be obligated for any damages, chav, you're still obligated. It's not a normal kind of thing, says the Akati. It's not normal to say to someone, like, damage me and I won't charge you. Kare es kasusi, if I say to you, tear my cloak, or shvor es kadi, or break my jaws, chav, you're also obligated, even if I ask you to do it. But if I say to you, almanas lift her, if I say to you, you know, break my jaw and I'm not going to hold it against you. So then in that case, patur. In that case, you wouldn't have to pay. Because a person can do that. A person, when it comes to his possessions, you know, I can say to you, break my possession and I'm not going to charge you anything. Asa kain le'ish ploni. But if I say to you, go break Steve's jaws, go smash his jaws over there, or go pull out his hair. Almanas lifter, and on condition that you won't be liable. In other words, I'll underwrite that you're not going to pay anything. So chav, so you're still obligated. Crime's a crime, and another issue is that you can't make a shaliach for an aveira. So you're not actually my shaliach when you do that. You're acting on your own accord. Karti adds that you and I would share in the sin. We share in the sin of damaging his property and whatever, but only you are liable for damages because you actually did the act. And that's bain beguf or bain b'mamona. That is whether it's damage that you did to his body or damage that you did to his property.